Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Just double-check the pack of printer paper we opened a day or two ago, and on the package is a logo and the phrase, paper from responsible sources. Fact of the matter is, says UK Extension Associate in Forestry Chris Reeves, that trend toward sourcing verification is expanding all the way back to the trees. There is a push for tracking sustainable practices and officially certifying them.
So local industry leaders and landowners recognized that there was a need for both technical assistance and information about forest certification in the area. And so they began to come to the partners of the University of Kentucky, and we recognized that there was a need for assistance, and we started the Certification Center.
A week or so ago, we featured UK's Bobby Ammerman, who works with the processor end of the forest industry. Chris Reeves says he works with a Center for Forest and Wood Certification closer to the land.
I start at the beginning of the supply chain with the land and the trees and the timber, and Bobby Ammerman serves the rest of the industry as you go down the supply chain, so from the sawmill to the lumber drying operation, to the cabinet manufacturer, to the retailer that sells those cabinets. We assist everyone on all aspects of the supply chain.
Reeves says this trend has been around for 10 or 15 years. The Certification Center is about 5 years old and growing, serving Kentucky and several states across the country. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
We're back with UK Forestry's Chris Reeves on the wood and forest certification process. He says most active forest land managers have a management plan in place.
And usually we'll take that management plan and analyze it to see what things need to be added to it to meet the certification standard. And usually there isn't very many changes that have to happen. The landowners in Kentucky are usually practicing very good forestry and very good silviculture practices. So most of the things we have to add to their management plan are mostly paperwork things. They don't really have to change anything they're doing on the ground. It's just a couple of hoops we have to jump through because certification is all about documenting the work on the ground. And most landowners are already doing great work out there, and we just have to write it down.
Reeves says anyone can learn more about the process and the center online at forestcertificationcenter.org. That's all one word. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.